Okay, today we're going to start. We're on Daf Nun Tes. We're on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes. Today's Daf, today's Shir is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskel. Zecha Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai. The Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we are on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes. So the Mishnah gives us a list now. There's certain ingredients in the Korban Mincha, right? There's the flour, of course. Sometimes there's oil, and sometimes there's Lavona, which we're not going to translate as frankincense. We're just going to call it Lavona, right? So Mishnah says, "Yesh teunos shemen ulavona." Some Korbanim Mincha require both shemen and Lavona. Some require oil velo Lavona, the oil and not Lavona. Some require Lavona velo shemen. And then there are a few that low levona, low shemen. They don't require either. There's not that they require it. Actually, Mishnah says that there's a lav if you put on shemen and levona. But then the Mishnah comes with a list of 10 korbanim mincha that require both shemen and levona. Elu teuno shemen levona. Which ones require both shemen and levona? Number one, minchas solas. It's a regular minchas solas. Rashi says minchas solas tap Rashi hamisnadev mincha stam. Someone who just makes a nadava, he wants to bring a korban mincha, maybe isaron soles, he brings an isaron of flour, v'shemen levona, oil and levona, ubola, mixes them together, v'komsa kamoshi chai, and does the kamitsa right then, with the mixture, before the any baking. Ubididei, and regarding this korban, ksiv shemen ulevona, it writes shemen and levona specifically in the Torah regarding this korban, B'kol hanach achrine, and all the other ones listed, lo ksiv levona, doesn't mention levona, elami mincha solos gamrinan. Rather, we just learn it out from this mincha solos, the ksiv vei, because there it says nefesh. Then it says a soul, umashma de kol minchas yachir to una shemen levona kazo. So therefore, any mincha brought by an individual, brought by a nefesh, is going to require a levona and shemen. So, elu tuna shemen levona, number one was mincha solos. Number two was hamachlas. That's the baked, baked mincha, baked in one of the pans. I think it's the short pan. The marcheshes, one that's baked in the marcheshes. The hachalos v'harakikin, and also the chalos v'harakikin. What is that? Rashi says haomer harei alai minchas mafe. He doesn't say minchas tam. He says I'm harei like to bring a baked mincha. Maybe chalos. He brings loaves or rakikin or wafers. Kedeksiv v'vayikra v'lahanech chashiv tarti. And why is it considered two? Kevin the Iboy Chalos Maisi Vivarakiki Maisi. He doesn't have to bring both. He can bring either or, whichever one he wants, so therefore it's listed as two. That's right, okay. What else? Minchas Kohanim. A mincha that a Kohen makes a neder to bring. He brings Hasaf Shem Levona. Or Minchas Kohen Mashiach. That's the mincha of the Kohen Mashiach. That's the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. It's called the Minchas Chavitin. That's brought every day, you know, half in the morning, half in the evening. Or minchas ove kochavim, a mincha that of a guy, even if a guy takes in the deva to want that he wants to bring a korban mincha, has to have shemen ulevona. Minchas nashim, the mincha that a woman makes in the deva to bring. Rashi says minchas nashim, isha shis nadva mincha. I don't know why that's different than mincha solas. If it says nefesh, I don't know. Okay, that's minchas nashim. And the last one is minchas haomer. The Minchas Omer, which is not an individual mincha, rather that's the korban that's brought on the 16th day of Nisan, through which we're matir the Chadosh. Rashi says Minchas Omer, bo nami ksiv shem levona. See, that one you can't learn out from nefesh. So that one also is written in it shemen levona. Kedeksiv ve'im takriv minchas bikurim ve'hi minchas Omer. Aval minchas nesachim. We'll see in a moment the minchas nesachim. That's the korban mincha that accompanies the korbanos, the regular korbanos, the animal korbanos. Lo boy levona, that does not require levona, because the Mefarsh Gemara is a Gemara, will say. And that's the next part of the Mishnah. Minchas nesachim, the mincha that comes with the korban behema, teuna shemen, requires oil that ain't tuna levona. The lechem apanim that we leave on the shulchan every Shabbos, that's ta'un levona, that requires levona, the ain't ta'un shemen, but there's no oil. Shtei halechem, that we spend a lot of time on, that's brought on Shavuos, the shtei halechem, minchas choteh. Minchas Chote is, again, the carbon, sometimes the three averis that fluctuates based on your tax bracket. Right, Minchas Chote, right, Minchas Knos, so the Shtei Lechem, Minchas Chote, Minchas Knos, and that's the carbon brought by the Sota, or brought by the man who's accusing his wife of being a Sota, Minchas Knos, ain't to unim lo shemen v'lo levona. There's no shemen, there's no levona on any of them, those are plain. Now the Mishnah says something interesting, which I'm not sure. Gemara says, Amar Papa, Kol Heicha de Tnan, any time when we mention all these Menachos, Eser Tnan. It's 10. And Rashi says, Hanuch Menachos de Masnisin, Eser Tnan. Klomar Kulan Bos Eser Chalos, Kedarmin Me'il Menachos, which means that you have to, all these come with 10 Chalos, to bring 10 loaves. Lafuki with Rabbi Shimon, comes to exclude the Shita of Rabbi Shimon.
A regular
Menachos, 10 loaves. That's what he says. Right, lafuki mid Rabbi Shimon, the Amar mechza chalos u'mechza rakikin yavi. Rabbi Shimon says no. That if you say harei alai minchas matha, you bring half of them in chalos and half of them of rakikin. And there's a kamash malan. So if Papa comes to teach us that the Tan of our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon, and he says that this din of a regular korban mincha that you make an editor to bring is like all other korban minchas, and you bring 10. Right, so Rashi says. Lafuki mid Rabbi Shimon, the Amal Kaman Bahai Pirkin is going to say in a couple of days, Haomer Harei Lai Minchas Matha, Imratzi Yavi Metze Chalos, Metze Rakikin. You can bring half Chalos, half Rakikin. Kamash Malon, Rapapa, the Kol Menachos de Masnisin, all the Menachos mentioned are missing, in their Mishnah, Eser Ninhu. The Hach Chalos, Eser Chalos, Vahach the Rakikin, Eser Rakikin. The ones you have to bring in Chalos, you have to bring 10 Chalos. The one you bring Rakikin, you have to bring 10 Rakikin. You can't bring 5 and 5. The Hanach Tarti Dumidin. Okay. Fine. What was that? Kol Heicha de Tnan. Fine. But he has another way of learning. And the other way of learning was just the list. He says, Kol Heicha de Tnan. That there is a list of 10. Okay, that's the second way of learning it. Okay, go weiter. So now the Mishnah is going to explain as follows. By Minchas Nechsachim, right, the korban mincha that you bring along with the korbanos, the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem, those are different regarding shem and levona. Right, those were the three that are different: minchas nesachim, lechem upon him, and the shtei lechem. Right, those are different. Right, the minchas nesachim we get shemen. The minchas the lechem upon him gets levona. The shtei lechem gets neither. So they differ from the majority of the menachos. So the Gemara is going to learn out a brisa from where we learned these exceptions, whether what they're required or not required. And it comes from the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Vav. It says Vinasata al, and it's by the Minchas Omer. This pasuk is by the Minchas Omer. It says Vinasata aleha shemen. You put on it shemen. On it again is an exclusionary term. And Vesamta aleha levona. And you put on it levona. So the aleha is going to exclude something. And then it says also mincha. This is a mincha. He all exclusionary terms. So the Gemara, the Brisa quoted as follows. The Gemara is going to bring the Brisa, and then the Gemara is going to proceed to explain and work through the Brisa. So Tana Rabbanan learned in the Brisa. The pasuk says by the Minchas Omer v'nasata aleha shemen. So aleha, you put on it, meaning on the Minchas Omer you put shemen. V'lo alechem haponim shemen, and you don't put oil on the lechem haponim. Okay, so the Gemara says, why do you need this miyut? Sheyachol, you would think that to be a kalvachomer, you would have to put shemen on the lechem upon him. Valodinu, it's a kalvachomer. Uma minchas nesachim, when it comes to the korbanos minchas that accompany the korbanos, the minchas nesachim. She'ena tu'una levona, that we're going to see shortly, that they do not require levona, yet tu'una shemen, yet they're going to require shemen. Lechem upon him, so then lechem upon him, which has levona, which is, what's levona by the lechem upon him? It's the bezichim, it's the two spoonfuls on the side, right, that they require a levona, eno din shetan shemen, so of course, kabel chomer, that it should require shemen, therefore, Talmud lomar alea, therefore the pasuk says alea about the minchas omer, alea shemen, velo lechem upon him shemen. On it there is shemen, but not on the lechem upon him. Okay, the brisa continues. Right, let's just hold everything until we discuss the Brisa in the Gemara. The Brisa then continues, it says by the Minchas Omer, V'samta aleh levona, on it you shall put levona. So on it, again, is an exclusionary term. Aleha, on it you put levona. Right, aleh levona, v'lo al minchas nesachim levona. But the minchas nesachim gets excluded from levona. Right, the Gemara is asked, well, why are you making one exclusion for lechem upon and one exclusion for minchas nesachim? Sheyachol, you would think, a kavach valo dinhu, there would be a kavach omer. Uma lechem upon him she'enu ta'un shemen. If lechem upon him, like we just said, does not require oil, nevertheless ta'un levona, so minchas nesachim, the minchas nesachim she'tauna shemen, which requires shemen, eno din she'tauna levona, shouldn't it certainly require levona? Right, certainly. Whenever you say certainly, you know that we're going to reject that, right? Yeah, right. So Talmud Lomar, therefore the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, Allah on it, Levona, Velo, Minchas Nesachim, Levona. On it, Minchas Omer, Levona, but in Minchas Nesachim, do not get Levona. I mean, quite like, you do the Kavah Chomer both ways. It's like, which one's Kavah, which one's Chomer, but it's both. So then the Pasuk said, right, at the end of the Pasuk, we said, it says, Mincha hi. So Mincha is Lerabos Mincha Shmini Levona. The word Mincha comes to include the carbon mincha that's going to be brought on the eighth day of the miluim, that it should get levona. It gets shemen, but mincha comes to teach you that it should get levona. And then it says he, mincha he, lahotzi shtei lechem, that comes to exclude the shtei lechem brought on Shavuos, shelo yitanu lo shemen v'lo levona, that it gets neither. It doesn't get shemen, it doesn't get levona. That's the price. The one says, amamar. Let's go back and discuss the Braisa, yeah, because the Braisa just makes these statements that don't necessarily, like, why are you learning one way? So, Amar Mar, so the Braisa said, Aleha, we said, the first one was Aleha, which we said that on the Mincha Omer you get put Shemen, Velo Alechem upon him Shemen, but you don't put Shemen on Alechem upon him. So Gemara says, Ema, maybe it means Aleha Shemen, Velo Aminchas Kohanim Shemen. Why are you saying the first Aleha from Shemen excludes the Lechem upon him? Right. Maybe it excludes the Minchas Kohanim. Right, so, and I don't understand why that, right, okay, the Minchas Kohanim is the Minchas Kohanim was listed as one that gets Shemen and Levona. So I guess it has Levona that's Pasuk, but doesn't have Shemen. Right, it doesn't mention Shemen by the Minchas Kohanim, so this Pasuk has come to teach us that it does get Lechem upon it. It does get Shemen. So the Gemara says, Mistabra Minchas Kohanim Havali Leribui. It makes more sense, if I have a choice between Lechem Eponim and Minchas Kohanim, which one should I include that it gets to Shemen? Meaning, which one should I not say is excluded by the word Aleha? Why Mistabra Minchas Kohanim Havli Lerubei? Because it is more similar to the Minchas Omer in the following manner. Shekein Isaron. Both the Minchas Kohanim and the Minchas Omer require a Isaron of Solas. Unlike the Lechem Eponim, with each loaf requires Shnei Esronim. So, it's not similar like that. Number two, kli. Both the lechem, both the minchas kohanim and the minchas omer require a kli in order in which you mix the flour and you knead it, and the karbon becomes kadosh in the kli. Whereas opposed to the lechem upon him, as we're going to learn, the lechem upon him, according to some, becomes kadosh when you bake it in the oven. That's when it becomes kadosh. Number three is chutz. The lechem, the minchas kohanim, and the minchas ha'omer, you do the avoda in the regular courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to the lechem upon him, which is put on the shulchan inside the heichal. Number three, vitsura. Both the lechem, the minchas kohanim, and the minchas ha'omer, both of them are kodshei kodashim, and the zman of achila is for one day and a night. And when that night passes, it's nosar, you can no longer have it. As opposed to the lechem upon him, it's on the shulchan for a whole week, from Shabbos to Shabbos. Number five is Hagasha. The Minchas Kohanim and the Minchas Omer are like all Menachos, that they require to be brought towards the southeast corner of the Mizbeach and touch the corner of the Mizbeach. Lechem Uponim do not have it. And finally, V'ishim. They're both actually burnt. They both have Hakdara on the Mizbeach. The Minchas Kohanim, it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Right? The Minchas, that's the difference between the Minchas Kohanim and the Minchas V'yachid. The Minchas Kohanim is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. And the Minchas Omer, at least you burn the Komets. But the Lechem Aponim, there's nothing that's burnt on the Mizbeach. So you see that the Minchas Kohanim is much more similar to the Minchas Omer. Therefore, when we say the Aleh HaShemen and not on something else Shemen, we're going to exclude the thing that's more dissimilar. The thing that's more dissimilar is the Lechem Aponim. The Gemara says, wait a second, Adarabba, on the opposite, I can say that Lechem Aponim Havli Leribui. Lechem Aponim also has a lot of characteristics which are more similar to the Minchas Omer than the Minchas Kohanim does. As follows, Lechem Aponim Havli Leribui. We should have included the Lechem Aponim because Shekein Tzibura, just like the Minchas Omer, the Lechem Aponim is a Korban Tzibur, as opposed to the Minchas Kohanim, which is a Korban of a Yachid. Number two, Chova. It's an obligatory korban, like the Minchas Omer, which is required to be brought. The Lechem Aponim is also required to be brought. The Minchas Kohen doesn't have to make a nedava to bring a mincha. Number three, Tamye, and I think this is an extension of the being a korban tzibur, is the minchas omer lech upon him. If everyone's tummy, it's tocha the tumah. You bring it. It's tumah. The tumah is what you're tzibur, right? But a minchas kohen, the kohen's tummy, you can't bring it. Number four, the achil, the minchas omer part of it is eaten by the kohen, right? Because only the kohen is burnt. The lech upon him is also eaten. That's number one, two, three, four. Number five, pigula. This concept of pigul by the minchas omer and the lechem upon him. If you have machshava chutz lazman, right? But you don't have. You have, because in order to have pigul, you have to have a matir. But minchas kohen, there's nothing that's mutter, so there is no matir, so you can't have pigul. The lechem upon him, the bezichei levona or matir, the lechem upon him, and by the minchas haomer, the komets is matir, the rest of it to be eaten. And bishabasa. Again, I think this is all an extension of tzivor, which I thought would be the answer. Minchas haomer and the shtei halechem are makriv hukrav on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, right? They have the Gemara going to see that talks about that they would do it specifically on Shabbos to get rid of the tztukim about came to the minchas haomer and the lechem upon him. That's all the avoda. It's one of the avodas done on Shabbos. The minchas kohen is the korban nedava, cannot be brought on Shabbos. So it's also compared. So you see, they're compared. The lechem upon him is comparable to the minchas omer in six ways. So why are you saying again that when it says aleha, aleh excludes shemen on the lechem upon him? Say aleh should exclude shemen on the minchas kohen. So the Gemara says no, mistabra nefesh. Now, so forget the comparisons because it says nefesh. Where does Rashi say that? No, it doesn't. Mistabra, really, mistabra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines in the bottom. Mistabra, minchas kohanim, havale le ribuye. We should include minchas kohanim in getting the shemen. Mipnei shev mincha, ksiv nefesh. It says the word nefesh, which you said before. Lamadnu de ko minchas yachiton shemen. When it says the word nefesh by the korban mincha, we already know that nefesh, that's what the limud. That if the korban mincha of a kohen is an individual mincha. So therefore, if an individual, if you can learn out from nefesh, and therefore it includes shemen. Forget this list. It's included, the minchas kohen is included in shemen because of the word nefesh, and the minchas, and therefore aleha is coming to exclude something, it's coming to exclude the shtei halechem, which do not, sorry, it's coming to exclude the lechem upon him, which do not get shemen. Okay, then the Brisa said, amamar, aleha, it says on it, you put levona. Right, again, remember the pasuk? The pasuk is v'nasata aleh shemen, v'samta aleh levona. What's the difference between nasata and samta? And the minchahi. So v'samta aleh levona. So on it, the minchas omer gets levona, right? Hamamar aleh levona, v'lo al minchas nesachim levona. But the minchah that accompanies the animal karbanos, the minchas nesachim, do not get levona. So emo, why don't we say as follows? That aleh means levona, and the minchas omer get levona, v'lo al minchas kohanim levona. And you shouldn't put Levona on the Minchas Kohanim. Okay, those are two korbanos that Levona is not mentioned. So say Aleh means that we're putting on it Levona. So on it would mean on the Minchas Omer Levona, but not on the Minchas Kohanim. Why are you excluding the Minchas Kohanim? The Minchas Kohanim gets both. But we try to say it's not, neither are mentioned by it. So it gets Shemen because of the word Nefesh. Maybe it's excluded for Levona. Why are you excluding the Minchas Nesachim from Levona? Exclude the Minchas Kohen from Levona. So then Gemara is going to go through, again, a comparison list, and they're going to answer again with the word nefesh. Mistabra minchas kohanim havale riboy. It made sense to include minchas kohanim in the riboy to say the minchas kohanim gets Levona just like the minchas omer. Shekain, because it's similar to the minchas in the following ways. Isaron balu bilog mugash biglal etzem. The minchas kohanim, I don't know why they give a different list. All right. It's Minchas Kohanim is similar to the Omer, because it's Isaron, like we said before, it has an Isaron of a flower. Oh, it has to be similarities that the other one doesn't have. It's Balo Balog. When you knead the Isaron of flour and it comes to the Minchas Kohen, you use a log of Shemen. But when it comes to the Minchas Nesachim, the amount of oil that you use depends on the animal that's brought. Right, so if you bring a keves, it's 3 lugim. If you bring an ayol, it's 4 lugim. If you bring a bakar, it's 6 lugim. So it's different amounts. And it's mugash. the Minchas Kohanim and the Minchas Omer have to be brought to the Mizbeach, which I can touch the corner, where the Minchas Nesachim does not. And Biglal Etzem, I think because of themselves, right? The Minchas Kohanim and the Minchas Omer become by themselves. They're not coming as part of another Korban. They're separate. They stand on their own. As opposed to the Minchas Nesachim is only brought if you're bringing another Korban. So that's why. So therefore the Minchas Kohanim is more similar to the Minchas Omer in these ways, and therefore it should be included in Levona. The Gemara says, Adarabba. No, the other way around. Minchas Nesachim Havle L'Rubui. The Minchas Nesachim should be compared to the Minchas Omer and require Levona. Shekein Tzivura. Both have a concept of Tzivur. The Minchas Omer is a Korban Tzivur. Minchas Nesachim, the Korban Tamid, requires Minchas Nesachim. So Minchas Nesachim comes as a Tzivur also. Number two, Chova. If it's Korban Tzivur, it's a Chova. So both the Minchas Omer and the Minchas Nesachim have the concept of a Korban Chova. The Itamei, and both have the concept of Tumah Hotshav Tzivur. If the Tamei, you can bring it. If it's everything's Tamei, you bring, and the Shabbos, and put on Shabbos. The Minchas Nesachim, when it is a Korban Tzivur, you have to bring it. It's done on Betumah, it's done on Shabbos. So to the Mincha Omer, you have to bring it. It's done Betumah, it's done on Shabbos. As opposed to Minchas Kohanim, which is always a Minchas Yochid, it's never brought Bechova, never brought Betumah, and it's never Docha Shabbos. So you have each of them are comparable. So again, Mar says, not Mistabra Nefesh, it makes sense to say that the Mincha, by the regular Mincha Solas, when it says Nefesh, because there it says V'nefesh kisakav kor v'mincha v'yotzak alei hashemen v'nosan alavona, so the nefesh is going to include the minchas kohen because it's also a nefesh, it's an individual one. So at the end of the day, the minchas kohen gets the shemen, gets the lavona. The first aleha excludes lechem upon him from shemen, and the second aleha excludes minchas nesachim from lavona. Then the Braisa said mincha. It said mincha. The Rabos Mincha Shmini Levona that comes to include to tell us that on the eighth day of the Meluim, when they were makriv a Mincha, that it should be mixed with Shemen, right? And it's mixed with Shemen, that you have to put Levona on also. So Gemara says, Eim Olahotzi. Maybe it's who says Mincha is to include those? Maybe Mincha means to exclude it. And says it doesn't get Levona. So the Gemara says, you wouldn't need a Pasuk to exclude it. Because, like as Matthew mentioned last week, that's a carbon l'shaos. So it just happens that one time. So it's not comparable. So if you can have a limud, it would be to include. Because the default would be to exclude. He says, hi, my, what kasha is this? Iyam art bishamal the rabo shapir. If you say it's to include it, I get it. Ela iyam art lahotzi. If you can say that the purpose of the pasuk is to be hotzi the mincha, mlamali, what are the pasuk? Show me doris lo yofinan. I never would have learned the halachas of a carbon that's only brought once from the halacha that's from a carbon that's brought lidoros. Therefore, if there is going to be a limud, it's going to be an inclusionary limud. Okay. Then the Bryson mentioned, it said minchas hi. So hi is lahotzi shtei halechem. It's to exclude the shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos. Shelo yitanu lo shemen v'lavona. It gets nothing. It doesn't get shemen, it doesn't get lavona. The Gemara says, Ve'ema, maybe it's coming to exclude Minchas Kohanim. Maybe it should exclude the Minchas Kohanim, then it doesn't get Shemen Levona. We just used the first part of the Braisa to include it, so I'm not sure how you get to this point. We just proved that the first two allows include the Minchas Kohanim. Okay, but he says, Me'emi Ebel Hochi Minchas Kohanim. He says, no, Mistavr Minchas Kohanim Hamali Ribuye. It makes sense to include Minchas Kohanim. Shekain, the Minchas Kohanim is similar to the Omer. I don't know why the Gemara just say Minchas Kohanim is included because of Nefesh. We just said Nefesh. It says, Mustava Minchas Kohanim Havli Lerube, Shekeni Saron, it has a Saron flower, it's Kli, it's brought in a Kli, as opposed to the Shtelechem, which I guess is not. It's Matzah, both of them have to be brought Matzah, the Shtelechem is brought as one of the Chametz, right? It's Chametz. The Etzem, they brought because of themselves, but the Shtelechem are not, they have the Kvasim that come with it. Hagash, they both record brought to the Mizbeach. The Ishim, they're both burnt, have a part that's burnt to the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Shtelechem. Which they need three sayim. The kedusha is in the oven. They're not in the kli. They come chametz. They're not brought by themselves. They're only brought because of the shtei kvasim. And actually, we just said that one's not makim the other, and they don't require hagasha, and no part of them are burnt. So the other Gemara says, no, adarava, you should compare the minchas omer to the shtei halechem, and that because that's more comparable to shtei halechem, and therefore the minchas kohanim should be excluded. Okay, because why? because it's tzibur. The minchas omer and the shnei lechem are korban tzibur. And they're chova, they're both obligatory. And they're both tamia, they both have bor petumah. And the achal, they both have a part of it that's eaten. And since both of them have part of them have eaten, they have a matir, and therefore they're subject to pigul. They're both bor peshabsa, right? They're both a matir. They're both matir something else. The minchas omer is matir the chadosh, and in the medina, and throughout the chadosh becomes mutter throughout Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz because of those, because of that. And the shnei lechem are matir chadosh in the base of mikdash. Tenufa, they're both required to be waived. Ba'aretz, they're both required to be brought from Tzua, specifically from Eretz Yisrael. Bizman, they both have a set zman. The Omer is on Pesach, the shnei lechem is on Shavuos. And they're chadosh, and both of them are brought specifically from the new. And the Gemara then says, v'chayim nefishin. And there's some more similarities. It's seven as opposed to six. So the minchas, the shtei halechem is more similar to the minchas ha'omer than the minchas kohanim. So therefore the minchas kohanim should be excluded from Shemen and Levona, and the shtei halechem should be included. Again, I don't understand that, because we just, from the first two parts of the brisa, we just specifically included minchas kohanim. The Gemara says, and the Gemara then answers, no, mistaber nefesh, the Gemara said it right away, nefesh, since in the regular Korban Minchas Solas, it says nefesh, therefore, the price, the Shem, when it came to the Minchas Kohen, it's for sure included in the Shemen and Levona. So what's left to exclude from he? We're going to exclude the Shtei Halechem. Fine. Okay, next Mishnah. So the Mishnah, the current Mishnah now, is going to talk about what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that the Minchas Chote, or the Korban Olav Yored, you know, that the very poor person brings, doesn't require, there's no Shemen in it, and there's no Lavona. Now the Mishnah here is going to deal with somebody who violates that and puts either Shemen or Lavona on the Minchas Chote. So the Mishnah says, V'chayiv what? Yechayiv Malkos. Right? Rashi says, V'chayiv al Shemen, V'fnei Atzmo, V'chayiv al Lavona, V'fnei Atzmo. If I put Shemen on it, I get Malkos. If I put Lavona on it, I get Malkos. If I put both on it, I get two sets of Malkos. Right, it's individual. V'chayiv al Hashem b'fnei atzmo, v'chayiv al Lavona b'fnei atzmo. For violating the idea of...
Two or four, depending.
Why two or four?
Yes.
I don't remember. Why would you require four?
Because mixture... Oh,
but here, okay, so it's by Fnei Atzmo. Uh-huh. Okay, so then the Mishnah says, also, Nasan Aleh HaShemen, if you put on the Minchas Chote Shemen, not only do you get Malkos, it's Psala. The carbon's Pasal, toss it, you're done. We've got to take care of it, there's no way to fix it. But Lavona, if you put on it Lavona, Yilaktena. You can just gather up the Lavona from on top, and then you can kasher, and then you're good to go. Right, Rashi, fine. Nasan shemen al shiareha. If I put oil on the shiareha, meaning on the stuff, on the part of the minchas chota after kmitza, that's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, eina over below tase. Then there's no lav. I mean, there's only a lav to put on it on the kmitza, but the part that the kohanim need afterwards, there's no problem. Right, eina over below tase. Question is, though, there's no lav, but maybe it's aser, I don't know. It's eina over below tase, means you'll get malchus. All right, then it says, Nasan kli. So if you have a kli, that apparently it means, Rashi says you have a kli, and in that kli there's shemen. And you take that kli, and you put it agave kli, and you put it in the kli, which contains the minchas chote, lo psala. That doesn't passel it. I don't know why it would. Right? Rashi says, Nasan kli, v'tochel shemen, agave kli shel minchas chote, lo psala. The shemen in the second kli doesn't passel the minchas chote. Okay. I don't know what the havamin was. Okay, so the Mishnah had mentioned that if you put shemen on the minchas chote, it passels it, because the shemen gets into the mincha, into the mixture, and you can't remove it. But if you put lavona, you have a takana, you can fix it, if you can gather up the lavona. Okay, so this is from, there's a pasuk that says by the minchas chote, how do we know you're not allowed to do the shemen or lavona? Because it says specifically, if I yikar perakei pasuk yiralam, I should have mentioned this earlier, it says, lo yasim aleh lavona, little shemen, do not place upon it shemen, not put upon it levona, kichatasi, because it's a chatas. So it's a clear pasuk, no shemen levona. So Tanur Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, the pasuk said, lo yasim alea shemen. Do not yasim, do not place in it shemen, v'im sam pasul. And if you put, it becomes pasul. Yachol lo yitain, so say the same thing with the levona. The pasuk then says, lo yitain alea levona, v'im nasam pasul. If you put on it, it should also be pasul, just like you put shemen to be pasul. No, it says Talmud Lomar ki chatas, that it is a chatas. It says lo yitein ale levona ki chatasi. If you put levona on it, it still has a status of a chatas. How does that work? You could, it's still, you can, I guess, take it off. So yachal shemen, so maybe so shemen you can also take off. Talmud Lomar hi. Dafkob the levona is a chatas hi, not by the shemen. The Gemara says umar ista lifts over shemen lahashul levona. So why do you pasul the shemen and kashul levona? He says, simple. Pulse on Yibashemen, I pass the Shemen, she eat Efshalalakto. I can't gather it. Once I pour it on, it gets mixed in. Makshar Nibal Lavona, but I kashu the Lavona, because the Pasuk is giving me a limud that something still retains, something, if I put one of the two of them on it, it still maintains the status of a chatas. Which one? We say the Lavona, because it makes more sense, because you can gather it from on top of the Mincha. So, Bayi Rabba Barhuna, Mirabi Yochan. So, Rabba Barhuna asks the following question from Rabbi Yochanan. Nasan aleha levona shichuka ma'u. I think levona shichuka means fine levona. Is that what you say? Yeah. Like it's very fine. So the idea would be that the very fine levona, Rashi says, mishenafla besolas e efshal loko psola. When it falls into the flour, it can't get it out. It completely, it gets absorbed in. So ma'u, what would be the din there? Would that mincha become pasul? Right? And what's the study of safek? What's the side of the safek? Mishum de efshar lelakta, the reason why we said that a korban mincha, that a korban mincha chota that you accidentally, whatever, put levona on his kosher is because you're able to gather it up and take it off. And here, since you're not able to gather it up and take it off, it will be pasul, right? Mishum de efshar lelakta, v'hal lo efshar lelakta. O dilma, or do we say the reason is, mishum de lo mibla. The reason why the levona doesn't pasul it is because it doesn't become completely absorbed. As opposed to the shem, which comes absorbed, this doesn't come absorbed. V'hanami lo miblalo. This too also isn't absorbed. You can't get it out, but I don't know how that works. You can't get it out, but it's not absorbed. So the Gemara says, look from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Tashma, ulevona, that you put on the Michlas Chote, it's kosher still, because you laktena, because you can gather it up. And here, since you can't gather it up, it should be possible. Gemara says, no. Dilma chadeva od kama. Maybe there are two reasons, and the Mishnah only mentioned one. Maybe one reason is the lo mivla, the oji laktena. The reason why it's not possible is because it's not absorbed, and therefore gather it up and take it. And Mar says, okay, tashma, it says a brisa, machsher ani, I will kasher the levona, the mincha that has levona on it, she'ef shalalokta, because I can gather it up. So it gives you the reason that's kasher, because you can gather it. And on this, the levona, that's fine, you can't gather it up. Mar says, no, again, hachanami, chadova od ka'amar. No, maybe it's two reasons. The Brice is just saying that you should makshir if levona goes to the mechaskota from two reasons. Number one, the main reason is because it's not nivla. And the second reason is because it's efshalalokta. I thought to just say that since it's not nivla, gather it up, okay, and take it off. The Gemara says, mahavila. So what's the answer? If I have this fine levona that's placed on the mechaskota, is it possible or not? What's the answer? So okay, follow along here now. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, I'll answer based... Right, they're going to say that the bottom line is that depends on whether you can gather it up or not. If you cannot gather it up, like this fine levona, then it becomes pasul. So how do they learn that from this brisa? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tanya. We learn in a brisa. Minchas Chote. So the Minchas Chote, which you don't have shemen levona. And the Minchas Kenos, which you do not have shemen levona. Sen Nosan Alei Levona. If you did place upon it levona, Milaket Et HaLevona Ukshira. You have to gather the levona, and then it becomes kosher. V'im ad shelo liket levonasa. If you still, levona is still on it. You haven't gathered up levona yet. And therefore the korban right now is not in a state of good. It's not, you can't use it. Right? Because that's levona. So and at that time, when you had a levona, chishev aleh, you had a machsheves psul, ben chutz lezmano, whether you had a machsheva that would make it pigol, ben chutz lenkomo, a machsheva that you eat at the wrong time, right? It's pasul. The korban becomes pasul because you had this machsheves psul. The ain bo kares, but if you had the machsheva chutz l'zmano, you wouldn't become pigle because of the become pigle. Why? Because in order for something to become pigle, remember back, pigle has to be the only psul in the korban. Here, there's another psul in the korban. What's that? The levona on top of the korban mincha. So ain bo pigle. But the im mishelikit levonasa. But if you then gathered up the levona. Then you had this bad machshav on it. I mean, chutzlim koma, it becomes possible, the emo karis. The chutzlim zmano, but if you had machshav is pigol, once you gathered it up, pigol the chayav malaya karis. So they see from the brisa that so long, so as that the levona is on the karbon, it's pasul. So how do you make it kosher? By removing the lavona. If you don't remove the lavona, you can't, it's still pasul. So if I have this fine lavona that's on it that I can't take it off, it's pasul. So the price answers the question that if you have this, the whole reason why the lavona, the minchas choter remains kosher, if you have the lavona, it's all dependent upon whether or not you can and then go ahead and gather up the lavona off of it. Okay. So now the Bryce...
Go. She's saying that you have to gather it off?
Yeah. That's so long...
You always have to gather it off.
You have to gather it off. Because if you can't gather it off, you see from this Bryce, if you can't...
I'm saying if it can't. If you just don't, you could, but you don't.
Then you have to... Right. So long as the Lavona is on that carbon, that carbon's possible.
Right.
And the proof being that if you had Machshava when the Lavona's on it, you can't make it pigle. Okay. The Bryce then said... Right. The Bryce had said that if you have Machshavas of a soul prior to taking off the Lavona, the Mincha is pasul, because the Lavona is on it. The Gemara says, have a pach, v'amai psal of the machshava dachoy hu. The Gemara says, right, Rashi says, look at Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's about 11, 12 lines before they get long. To have a pach. There's like a yud aleph next to it, if you have that. You got it? But to have a pach, hach mincha, this carbon mincha is chote. But ocha halavona besocho, so long as the lavona is still on it, pach shemen, have a chazya. It should be the same thing as if shemen fell into it and it's not roi. V'lo tichali machshava psul klal. Why should a machshava psul have any impact on it whatsoever? It's completely pushed away. It's not a carbon anymore, right? D'lechi likat klik kasher. When you gather it, it should be kasher. This whole korban, when it has lavona, is not roi to be a korban. So it's like the same thing as saying I have machshava psul in my cup of water. It's nothing now. It's possible. It can't be brought as a korban. Why does the machshava psul work on this korban mincha that has the lavona on it? It's dichui. It's pushed away from being a korban. And the Gemara says, on my psul of the machshava, dichui. It's pushed away. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, chatas kai rachmana. No, because the pasuk still calls it a chatos. You're right, misvara, but we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo yitin alei lavona ki chatos hi," to teach us that even though it has lavona on this mincha, it still has the shame of a korban chatos. It's not pushed away. Therefore, machshava would still work to make it pasul. It can't work to make it pigel because it violates the rule of pigel that it has another psul on it. But it's still considered a chatos enough to make that machshava would have an impact on it. So that's answer number one of Abaye. Rava Amar, no, Rava says, I'll give you another answer. Hamani, who is the author of this Brisa, who says that if you have this Machshava owed so that if the Lavona is still on it, it's Chanan Hamitrihu, it's Chanan from Mitzrayim, the Lesle Dichuyin. He doesn't hold of the concept of Dichuy. So it goes back, we've heard some of this a few times, when it comes to Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, you have the two Seirim. Right, so at one point, something happens to one of the Seirim. Do I have to then bring another Seir? So Chanan Mitri says no. He says, Chanan Mitri Omer, Afilu dam bikos, mevi chaveiro shelo b'ha grala, umizave glo. He says, even if you have the dam bikos, if let's say the Seir HaMishtaleach dies, after you already shechted the Seir Pnimi, and you already have the blood of the Seir Pnimi in the cup, we don't say that by the Misa of the Sarim Mishtaleach, the blood gets pushed away, and you have to pour it out to bring two new Seirim. Rather, you just bring one more Seir, you don't have to do the lottery, and you bring that, and you toss that one off the cliff, and you mizaveg the second Sarim Mishtaleach to the blood of the Seir HaPnimi, because the blood doesn't get pushed away. So he's the one who holds that there's no concept of Dichoy. So to here, it was a Korban Mincha. Just because it has Lavona on it, it doesn't get pushed away. It doesn't lose its status as the Korban. Right? Rashi says, Afilo dam, Sarger nas v'fnim v'kos v'mesam shleich, mevi chavir kol masir min ashuk yavi, mezavig lo, v'yishlachen al azazel. Alma, the first wide, long line of Rashi, Alma les le dechuyin, lomar make kolomar mesam shleich, itchile dam shevikos, we don't say it's pushed away and have to bring another animal. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, no, I don't have to establish the Mishnah specifically as Chanan HaMitzri. It can say as follows: Kol shebiyado, so long as you have the ability to fix the carbon, it's not considered dichoy. Lo habe dichoy. If you can, right? Ravashi Amar afilu tamer rabbana. Rashi says, Kol shebiyado l'takein. If you can fix it, can go and hach like we have here. Lavona the biyado l'lato. You have the ability to take the lavona off. So long as you have the ability to fix what's wrong, it's not considered dichoy. It's not considered pushed away. Right? Kol shebiyado lo habe dichoy. And then the Gemara says, and I guess with this will finish, the Gemara says, brings a raya to Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ada, kivase de Rav Ashi mistabra. Rav Ashi's answer makes the most sense. I don't know, Abai's answer makes pretty sense also. Right? He says, Rav Ashi, kivase de Rav Ashi mistabra, diman shamas le di isme dechuyin. Who is the one who holds that there is dichoy? Meaning, if you go back to that whole Gemara in Yoma, who is the one who holds that dichoy? It's Rabbi Yehuda. That's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda Yilah. The Tnan, because we have this Mishnah Maseches Yoma, Daf Samach Beis, the Od Omer Rabbi Yehuda, or more Rabbi Yehuda says, Nishvach Adam, if the dam of the Sari Harpnimi, it gets spilled out by accident. Now what do I do? He says, Yomos HaMishtalech. You got to get rid of the Sayyar HaMishtalech, the twin. You got to get rid of it and bring two new Seirim, right? Mesa HaMishtalech. If the Mishtalech dies before it gets sent away, Yishvach Adam. Pour the dam out and bring two more. So therefore, he's the one who holds Dichu. V'ilu Hecha DeBiyado, but he also holds, if you have the ability to push away, to fix the psul, it's not a problem. He holds Dichui, but he says, if you can fix it, it's not a problem. Because Tanya, we say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos Hayim Mimali Bedamata Rovitz, V'zok Rika Achas Kenegar Yisod. You saw it's also like Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach, they would plug up the holes in the Azara, and the blood would gather on the floor. So there's always since there were so many korbanos going around, there was always a Rabbi Yehuda was choshish that maybe one korban got messed up and the blood wasn't thrown. So he said, "Is what you do is then you take a cup, you put it on, you gather up blood from the floor, and you sprinkle that onto the mizbeach in the end, so everyone gets included." So he says, "Kosher biyado, you can fix. So you can hold dichoy, even if you hold the concept of dichoy, you can still hold in our case that the korban mincha." The minchas chote that has lavona on it is not dichoy because it's biyado lesakein. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have an excellent day.